Beverly High baseball coach Dave Wilbur is with us in his 15th year at Beverly High School. And Dave, welcome and great to have you with us. And tell us, about last year's team and how you get ready and set the platform for this season.
Well, last year was a really strong finish by our guys. We were right around 500, but which has happened in the last few years, we've really played our best ball at the end of the season, which you want to do, and we really played strong at the end and had a really good tournament showing. And anytime you win and get in the tournament and have success, it does carry over to the next season. The kids have high expectations, and this class is ready to go.
Who did you lose off of last year's team?
Well, we lost David Drinkwater. It was seven. He had a pitching record of 7-2. It was all conference. We lost Anthony Morrissey, another starting pitcher. We lost Gavin Sparkman, our first baseman. And we had two boys leave the school system and transfer out. So we lost quite a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So who are you counting on for this season?
Well, with us, our saying it all starts with the senior class. We have seven seniors, and we expect them, as always, to be the team leaders and lead the team and do their part and accept their role and do the best that they can to set the example for the younger players.
And what about positions? Where do you find some of your strength?
I'll start with my three captains. Returning captain Nick Cotraro, he will be in left field. Starting pitcher Dylan Stevens pitched last year. He'll be our number one guy coming into the season on the mound. And our other captain is all-conference right fielder Sean Hanlon. So those three guys will lead us. And Garrett Desmond, returning starting shortstop. Ricky Johnson will be starting at first base. Rocky Pisa will be one of our starting pitchers and also playing third base. And Christian Miller, a senior who's his first year in the program, will be competing for outfield time. So those are our seniors.
Do you have a spot that's kind of a big question mark or two right now at this point of the season?
Well, as always, I'm concerned about the pitching in the outfield. We lost a couple of really good outfielders, and our outfielders kind of experienced, with the exception of Hanlon, were very inexperienced in the outfield. And we're really kind of inexperienced with varsity pitching. Dylan's the only one with really a lot of experience. Rocky's got a little bit, but you need four or five guys to get you through a season, and that's a concern with me right now.
Mm-hmm. What about this? What about this weather? The snow we've had on Monday. How does that set you guys back at this point?
Well, I don't. I'll tell you. 20 years ago, I used to go crazy about this stuff, but it's snowing here, it's snowing everywhere, and you've got to make an adjustment. And if we're inside, we're inside. We'll have our crisp practices and don't keep the kids a long time. One thing I've learned is that the snow always melts, the field's always dry, and we play our games. And so whenever that happens, we have to be ready. I think all of the programs in this area are used to that, and the coaches are certainly used to adjusting. And it's not a big deal because there's nothing you can do about it.
No, absolutely. Now, the rest of the league, when you look around the rest of the league this year, Dave, who are you looking at as strong teams? I know a team like Danvers did very well, I guess, in the Herald preseason poll that's out this weekend. What other teams do you think are going to be formidable this year?
Well, in the NEC North, ever since Peabody's been in the league, they've won it. And the only team to win it besides them has been us. We've won it three times, and they've won it all the time. And so in the NEC North, you've got to beat Peabody if you want to win that division. And our goal is to compete for that NEC North crown every year. But this year, you've got Danvers in this. Danvers has switched sides. So Danvers is now in the NEC North, which makes our division extremely strong. So Danvers and Peabody are certainly the favorites in that division, along with Lynn Classical, who returns basically their whole team. I think those three teams on paper probably have the strongest teams.
Gotcha.
NEC South, with Danvers gone, I probably think every coach is smiling right now. And I think over there, from what I understand, Marblehead has had a lot of guys returning, and Swampscott's got some pitching. So I think that division is wide open.
Dave, if there was such a thing as a free agent draft in Northeastern Conference baseball where you could pick up a player or two, I mean, who would be a premier player in the Northeastern Conference that may not be on the Beverly team that you would say, wow, these are a couple of the real stars within the Northeastern Conference?
Well, if I had 1 pick to take any kid in the league, I'd take Olczak. I mean, he pitched probably 13 or 14 games for Roger. He's an outstanding high school pitcher. I'll take that guy.
From Danvers, okay.
Yeah.
And he's not far away, Dave. I mean, he's just next town.
Roger's my friend. I was trying to talk to Roger, see if we could school choice him over here just for a year. But anybody who pitches that much and wins that often, he could help any team. And it always starts with pitching. So he's the guy I would take.
Dave, I'll let you close out. If you could share with me who's coaching with you this season.
Well, I've got a great staff, a real loyal staff. My JV coach is Rich Walsh, who's been with me for 15 years. My freshman coach is Paul Munzing, who's been with me 6 years. And I have several volunteer assistants that have been in and out, you know, over the years. And Eric Oxford is with me for his first year here as a volunteer assistant at the varsity level. But Richie being my JV coach and varsity assistant for 15 years has been around a long time. He could be a head coach and anytime he wanted, but he's been loyal to our program, and we're certainly glad to have him. And like I said, Paul Munzing and Rainey Perez do our freshman program, and Terry Conant and Joe Belmonte, former coaches of mine, help out on the weekends. So I've got a really loyal staff that I trust, and great guys, and very lucky to have them.
Great. Anything else I didn't ask you about, Dave, about Beverly baseball this year?
We're excited, Bill. You know, we're looking to be a tournament team and contend for the NEC North, and we can't wait to get playing.
Wow, but it does sound tough this year. It's not getting any easier, is it?
No, it's not going to be easy, but it never is.
All right, Dave, always good talking with you, and best of luck this season. Yep. Dave Wilbur, head baseball coach at Beverly High School, with us on MSO News Sports.